tell you some words that my children laugh at me about all the time.
Yeah.
They say, "Mother, what's that you drink out of the can?" I said, "Bear." And they said, "Well, what do you what that thing in the woods that runs around sometimes?" I said, "A bear."
Same thing.
And they say, "Well, what is that animal with the horns?" I said, "That's a deer." But I was the first time that I knew there was any difference in the way I spoke.
Well, usually you're not aware of how you pronounce words.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you hear your voice on the tape, it sounds so strange to you at first, because it doesn't sound like you're making those sounds yourself. Okay, now we are getting near the end. I think we finished all of this page. Okay, this is what? One
finger.
Okay, and the whole thing all together.
Hand one.
Okay, and two together.
Two hands.
Mm-hmm. And this part of the hand?
Palm.
And this?
Wrist.
And the whole thing?
Arm.
This part of the arm?
Elbow.
Okay, and this part of me?
Chest.
Okay, and where I get sick?
Tummy. Stomach.
Okay. And let's see. I stretch out a little bit. This all is called?
Leg.
And this part,
knee.
And the upper part here,
thigh.
Okay, and this back part,
calf.
And right down here, that bone that hurts.
Shin.
Yeah. And then this part,
ankle.
Mm-hmm. And that.
Toe.
Well, see the whole thing right there.
Instep.
Well, the whole thing, like I put my what in my shoe.
Foot.
Okay, and two together.
Feet.
If it's 15 minutes to the hour, what would you call it?
Quarter of.
When a carpenter uses a support like that to saw on, what would you call that?
A sawhorse.
Would you call it anything different if someone were sawing firewood and using a support like that?
No, we call it a horse right on.
Okay. And when you put a baby in a
cradle?
Well, it's not exactly a cradle. It's a cradle on wheels, maybe. It's got four wheels. What would you call that?
Buggy or carriage.
Mm-hmm. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you might say that you were going to what, the baby?
Either walk or stroll.
Mm-hmm.
Push. Ride.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, if a person cuts diagonally across a field, there's a big field and it doesn't go around it,
mm-hmm.
but it cuts right through it. What'd you call it? He went what across the field?
Catecholon.
And if two roads cross like that, and there's a house here, and there's a house here, what would you say that the houses are what from each other?
Across from or opposite.
And I guess that answers all the questions that we have.